Buckle up, everybody. This is about to be a hectic episode. It's the one that everyone's been waiting for. The year is coming to an end, and I thought, why not go over all of the tea of 2023? Drama, headlines, everything I have been staying silent on. We are going to go month by month, and I'm going to give you the full behind-the-scenes scoop. I'm like a little scared for what I'm about to say in this episode. I'm really hoping I don't create more problems from this. I'm definitely going to. Welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earl. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier, and you guys know how much I love to have a good time, and I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Ki Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Ki was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Ki always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Ki's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair. So whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Ki's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at Ki.com. That's Quay.com. First, a little New Year's celebration. I don't know if this is really gonna work how I want it to. 1, 2, 3, New Year's Eve tea! Woo! Yay! If my room wasn't messy enough, it's definitely gonna be messy now. I'm nervous to even start this episode because we have so much to unpack here. I hope we even get it all out. Everything that you guys think I'm probably not gonna talk about, we're gonna be talking about today. This past year, I've said this a bunch, but basically, you know, a year ago, my life changed. We have gone on a lot of trips. I actually wrote down a list of all the places I've been this year, just because I wanted to see. Okay, this is all the places we've been in 2023. LA, Dubai, Wyoming, Scottsdale, New York, New Orleans, Houston, Nashville, Turks and Caicos, Ibiza, Positano, Mykonos, Santorini, Hamptons, Chicago, Bahamas, Paris, London, Germany, Las Vegas, Jersey, Miami, and we've been a hot mess in every single one of them. I'm so grateful for everything that has happened this year. Like, I can't even begin to explain. Like, my dreams beyond my dreams have come true. And with that has come a lot of stories, a lot of speculations. And everyone's told me, like, you know, it's better to just stay silent, shut your mouth, like, not say anything. And that's what I've done all year. I have been quiet as a mouse. I have not spoke on anything. And I figured, let's go into 2024 with a fresh, clean slate. I'm gonna get everything off my chest because as many good things have happened this year, there's been some stuff going on behind the scenes that you guys haven't really heard about, or at least haven't heard about from my perspective. This is gonna be a fun one. Earl girls, buckle up. We have a drama tea-filled episode coming up. I think we just have to get right into it. I think we just have to start. I'm really like, oh God, I've been procrastinating this all day. Okay, here we go. So I'm gonna take you back to a year ago, last December 2022. We are introducing a new character to the Hot Mess plotline, and his name is Baseball Boy. Okay, we have NFL Man, but you guys, I haven't really talked about Baseball Boy. Or I've talked about him, but we haven't given him a name yet. While I started to gain a following on social media, I was in another relationship. And this relationship only lasted about 3 months because it went downhill, like, just super, super fast. Like, I mean, it was, like, kind of good. And then, I mean, wheels off the train, like, total mess. And, we ended up breaking up in beginning of December of last year. But it wasn't really a clean breakup. Like, we were kind of going back and forth for a while. So the reason I want to bring this up is this time last year in December, Baseball Boy and I had just broken up, and I never really talked about it online before. At this time, people started to get a hint that, like, we weren't together. He wasn't really at my birthday party. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go on live like I normally do. And of course, everyone on this live stream is asking me, like, did you and Baseball Boy break up? Did you and Baseball Boy break up? So I was like, yeah, like, we broke up. And I just start shit talking the relationship. And basically, I'm like, yeah, he wouldn't post me. He turned evil. Like, it was this whole mess. The moment that I got off that live stream, my life had flashed before my eyes, because all I see is screen recording after screen recording of me on this live stream talking shit about Baseball Boy, saying that we had just broken up, announcing it for the first time. And I had around 1 million or 2 million followers at this time, and I got those followers within the span of like a month. So I didn't really know like what that meant or how many people were actually listening to what I had to say. That's something I still kind of deal with. It's like almost imposter syndrome sense, because I'm like, there's just no way that many people actually like care to hear what I say. And maybe they don't, but they cared when it was about the drama and the breakup. And I saw maybe 15 or 30 screen recordings of this live stream on my TikTok. I'm scrolling one after the other. I don't even know. I feel like I felt all the blood drain from my face. This was probably the first time I hadn't posted for like 2 days. Like, I went into hiding, into shelter. I'm calling all my friends. I had no idea that people would ever screen record a live stream that I was doing. And I start bawling my eyes out. I'm hiding in my bed. I'm locked my door. I'm calling my friends. I was commenting on every TikTok, like, please take this down, please delete this, because I was just so embarrassed that this information had gotten out in a way that, like, I felt like I was just, like, casually talking to my friends on FaceTime. Like, I would go on live streams all the time because, I don't know, I loved them. I like interacting with everyone in the audience. And I was like, shit, what did I just do? Not only is it all over TikTok, but the press starts to pick it up. And Christmas morning, they literally announce on ESPN, they're like, the only thing bigger than Santa Claus this week is Alex Earl. Did you hear she broke up with her boyfriend? Everything was saying Alex Earl breaks up with her boyfriend because he would not post her on Instagram. And I was so embarrassed because that wasn't even the reason that we broke up. We'll get to that in a minute, but that's been the narrative ever since then. I was like, I don't even want to speak on it anymore. I don't want to see this ever again. I shut my mouth. I just wanted it to go away so badly. That was definitely my first taste of like, oh shit, like what I say can be like picked up and actually has like meaning. Like, I can't just like speak as freely as maybe I did anymore, because now people seem to care. Oh God, it was not good at all. I was really, really down bad. Like, there's no way to describe, I don't think, like the first time where you are seeing yourself on social media in a way that people are like talking about you. I like, we do it all the time, right? Like, we see something about, you know, Selena Gomez and everyone's talking about it, but it's like, it's such a weird feeling to be on the other end of that when everyone's talking about you as if like you can't see it, or it's just like, you're now in this position where people are allowed to have an opinion about anything you're doing. And like, being on the other end of that is so weird. And like, people picking apart literally every single thing you say, everything you're doing. Like, I was not okay. I was mentally spiraling. I was like, you know what? Actually, this is not for me. I don't want to do this. I then went to my doctor who prescribes me my anxiety medicine that week, because it was literally Christmas week. And I was like, you need to get me in. Like, I need to up my dosage. Like, this is not okay. Like, I went in feeling so ill and sick from what I had said on this live stream. And honestly, it wasn't even like that bad. Like, I could have said a lot more, honestly, about Baseball Boy, because he was actually the worst. But I just felt so guilty and just weird. And I've never seen people talk about me in this way. And it was stressing me out, and no one was even saying anything bad about me. That's the crazy part. They were just talking about me, and I was like in this mental like breakdown because it was just a weird concept for me. So I go, I'm talking to the doctor, I'm telling my friends, I'm like, this is horrible. So I'm going to give you guys the real reason why Baseball Boy and I did not work out. There's a ton of reasons. I don't even know where to begin, but it was such a toxic relationship, which is why I kind of got to the point where I was like, oh, he didn't post me, we broke up. Like, that was just one of the things we would fight about. We only dated for 3 months, so it didn't get too serious. Everything that I did, he shit on. He did not support me at all, especially when it came to social media stuff. So the fact that, like, NFL Man now, like, supports me and, like, I don't know, lets me, like, edit a video on my phone without screaming at me is pretty nice to see. So when I had started dating Baseball Boy, I was fresh out of my junior year of college. This MLB player hits me up. I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. We start hanging out and talking. And mind you, this was in my acne era, very, very bad, where I was like so low when it came to like my self-esteem, my self-confidence. So like the fact that someone liked me, let alone the fact that I thought someone was like, he was like really cool in my eyes. I don't know. I was just like, oh my God, perfect. Like I saw nothing wrong in the beginning. And all the red flags just went right out the window for Big Al. I had my blinders on. I did not see anything wrong. Like we would go out to lunch and someone would ask him for a picture. And I thought that was like the coolest thing ever. I'd never seen that in my life. I was like, wow, what is going on right now? Like he is famous, famous. So eventually, you know, we start dating and he was really, really nice at first, I will say. And then we started dating. And at the same time, I started to gain a following on social media. And for some reason, like that just like sent him spiraling. Like that was just not okay for him. And he would literally be so toxic to the point where like I would come over to hang out with him and he would say, oh, we're not going to talk tonight. Like, no talking. I talked too much today. I was like, what? And like, we would literally sit there in silence. And I was like, this is like so abnormal, not okay. I would pick up my phone to take a picture. He would scream at me. I was like, literally, what is going on? And I am someone who like does not stand for that. So like, that's really why we only dated for 3 months. He would like every single bikini photo, lingerie photo of an Instagram model. And I was like, hey, you know, like that just like bothers me. Like, I don't know. It's just like kind of weird. Like, can you respect me at all? Like boundaries. I'm not really okay with that. He did not care. He told me that it made him feel better. I was like, something is just not lining up with this. He also would never come hang out with my friends. So I was living in my college house at the time and he would drop me off or pick me up to come hang out. And I was like, okay, I'm not ready yet. Like, can you come in, say hi? He would literally not come in to say hi to my friends. He was like, no, I'm not going in there. That's not happening. And I don't know. It was so toxic and not good. And that's okay. You know, we love a little toxic relationship, but it wasn't lasting for me. I was like, this is not in the cards going forward. And what really happened with the problem of him not posting me was actually not the fact that he wouldn't post me, because we had only been dating for 3 months. Like, I would not expect anyone to like post me on their Instagram at that point. Like, that is so soon to do that. But the problem was that he would lie straight to my face about his reasoning, and that's what bothered me. Like, he would literally say, people my age, okay, to put in context, he was 28 and I was 21. He would say, people my age don't post their significant others on their Instagram. Like, that's not what we do. You're young, so you don't get it. Trying to gaslight me. And I was like, I'm not stupid. Like, do you think I'm an idiot? And I don't know. It just was not good, not healthy. Baseball Boy also showed up last year on my birthday, which obviously you just saw, my birthday is like my favorite day of the year. Showed up to my house on my birthday, empty-handed. Like, all I wanted was just like a card or something, you know, like we had been fighting at this time, so I wasn't really expecting the most luxurious gift ever. I just like anything to like recognize it's my birthday, you know, pick a flower from the sidewalk and give it to me. Like, I would be happy. And he showed up empty-handed, and I had someone at our house at the time who was decorating balloons on the wall, and she saw the look on my face. He walked in the door with nothing in his hand on my birthday, and I started bawling my eyes out. I was so upset. And oh my God, it was literally so awkward because it was me, baseball boy, and this girl hanging up the balloons who was like witnessing this all go down. And she was like, oh shit, like that was not good. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside. Summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. And this was the type of relationship that I would storm out of baseball boy's place with my clothes in hand. I had like pajamas and some clothes at his house. I literally took everything. I was trudging down through the lobby of this building, bawling my eyes out. I was like, never speak to me again. Like, it was just one of those. It was not going anywhere. It wasn't good. So we ended up breaking up. And then I go online, I'm talking shit, and I felt so guilty and so bad about that. But now, as I've taken a year off from talking about this subject, I've realized like there is so many bad, horrible things that have gone down in that relationship that I'm like, you know what? Air it out, Alex. Let it go. Let it be. Like, we're okay to kind of touch on it now, but you know, just wanted to say my piece with that. And this will make sense going into the story that we're going to tell later in the episode. So this was December. Now we're moving into January of this year. Things are looking up for Alex. I'm like, what is going on? Insane opportunities. And I decide I'm going to get married. This was a frat party that we had at University of Miami where like a girl and a guy get fake married, obviously. But we went to extremes for this wedding. I had all my friends, we had all the bridesmaids, and it was so much fun. It was so funny because like, I think I still get tagged in headlines to this day, like Alex got married or like, did Alex get a divorce? Like, that was just a frat wedding, fun little wedding. And what also happened in January was I went on the infamous Tarte Dubai trip. So if you don't know, Tarte Cosmetics did a big influencer trip, which was to Dubai, and it was the most like luxurious, insane trip ever that it like broke the media. And I had brought my mom on this trip with me. This was like my first like real big influencer trip. I was like, what is an influencer trip? I don't really understand. They flew us out in the fancy seats on the big plane all the way to Dubai. I mean, put us up in like the nicest room, gifting all around the room. Like, my mom was like, what is going on? I was like, what is going on? And this is now like taking the media by storm because everyone is up in arms about what is going on this trip. And I think the reason that this trip got a lot of backlash was, one, it was an insanely luxurious trip. And two, I don't think anyone had ever really seen an influencer trip before besides like the YouTube days, because the time that TikTok kind of like popped off was COVID era, and this was finally like the first time that brands were allowed to do these trips since then, and it was insane. Like, I just remember everyone talking about this trip, and it was so cool. That was my first time meeting any other, like, influencers, people in this space, like, people I followed online. Like, I was like, what am I doing here? Like, this is actually crazy right now. I'm so happy I got to bring my mom, though, and it was a great trip, so I feel bad that they got a lot of backlash for it, because it really was an amazing time. I mean, they had us up at the nicest resort. We're riding camels around. We were taking these, like, dune buggies in the sand. Like, I had never seen anything like this in my entire life. I was like, what is this world? And what am I doing here? So around the same time that my life was just looking, like, great, going upwards, I had to make a lot of changes and adjustments to the people I was hanging out with. Like, my core friends have stayed my core friends forever, but there were some people on the outside that literally used to be so mean to me and then came back into my life, or tried to come back into my life at this point, or vice versa. There was people that I was hanging around for a few months and were really nice to me, but now all of a sudden, like, started to really use me, and I heard things they were saying behind my back. And, you know, next episode, we're gonna get into friendship breakups and all of that. But it was just a weird realization for me that people, like, didn't genuinely care about me. Like, they really just cared about, like, what I was, or what my status was, or what I was doing, or, like, what they could get from me. And, you know, I had people messaging me on Instagram that there was a girl at a bar who was literally spilling all of my secrets, and it was someone I was hanging out with a lot, so had to make that cut out of my life. And I don't know, this was just, like, a big time of change for Big Al. I was like, what's really going on? So I was a little lost in the sauce. I didn't know anything. As much as you think I would know about, like, pop culture stuff, like, I literally know nothing. I don't know what a red carpet is. I'm like, what is going on? So Big Al takes a trip to LA, and I'm in LA. I didn't know anyone there besides my ex-boyfriend, Baseball Boy. And he offers to host me at his place. He's like, hey, you can stay with me for the week while you're in LA. I'm like, perfect, that's fine. I'm gonna stay with Baseball Boy. If there's one thing about a toxic relationship, it's like, you're always just, you're finding your way back for a minute. I don't know, I knew I wasn't gonna be with him anymore, but I would enjoy the free place to stay. Thank you, Baseball Boy. So we stayed at his place. Now, I see on TikTok, people are posting up, like, me and Baseball Boy hanging out in LA. We got caught. It was honestly just kind of, like, funny at this point. He was telling me that he changed. I knew that he didn't. And whatever, we move on. We go back to Miami. We're now moving forward to the month of February 2023. And this is where I meet NFL Man. We're at a party in Miami. We've been over this story in depth before, but I meet this guy, he's super cool, super nice, and flash forward 2 weeks, I get invited to go to the Super Bowl. Now, Super Bowl weekend is, like, the stem of this whole drama bubble, which we will just get into as the months go on of 2023. Kristen and I go to the Super Bowl. It's in Scottsdale, I've never been there before, and I get invited to go to this party. This party, Drake's playing there, and the person who invited me to their table was the same person that NFL Man and I are mutually friends with. So I end up at this table at Drake's party. NFL Man's there. We're hanging out. We had a good night. We were drinking a lot, partying. It was a lot of fun. But after this night, nothing had really happened. Flash forward to the next day. I had followed NFL Man on Instagram at this point, and I wake up the next morning and they were going to, like, some golf thing. I went to see if they were posting any stories there. And all of a sudden, I see that NFL Man had removed me as a follower. From the stalking that I had done at this point, I saw that he had another girl on his Instagram. So I was like, okay, does he have a girlfriend? And I asked this right after the party that we met at. And everyone was like, no, they just broke up, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, maybe he's back together with his ex because I don't know what's going on. But it honestly didn't matter. At this point, like, it's not like anything had happened between me and NFL Man. I just met him and I was like, oh, he's a cool guy. He's cute. So now it is the second day in Scottsdale, Super Bowl weekend. I'm at another party. Naturally, I run into NFL Man and I've had a few drinks. I'm having some confidence. I'm like, okay, I saw that you removed me as a follower on Instagram. And at this point, like, we're nothing but friends, you know, like, we've hung out, I met him, like, I think he's cute, but nothing has happened between us. But I'm just like, what's going on? Like, why'd you remove me as a follower? Like, what a big Al do to you? And basically, he tells me that he's not even going to the actual Super Bowl game tomorrow because he's flying to LA to go see his ex-girlfriend because she had gotten word or something that, like, we were together at the Drake party, was really mad, and he was like, you know what, we never really, like, had closure, we never really talked, like, from when we broke up, and I'm going to go see her, like, I dated her for 2 years, I owe it to her to, like, go have a talk with her. And I was like, okay, like, that makes sense. And I honestly was like, that's really cool that he told me that, and he's, like, being honest with me, and he can, like, admit that, and doesn't have to, like, go around some, like, weird lie. And I don't know, I think it was, like, respectable to do. Like, he left Super Bowl weekend to go talk to her. She was upset. I was like, good for you. We'll be continuing this story later on in the episode. And you know who else was at Super Bowl weekend? Was Baseball Boy. And at this point, we had just felt, like, really bad for Baseball Boy because he was down bad. He, like, really wanted to be back together. And I was like, it is not happening. Like, we are not getting back together. But he was there, and we met up with him for some drinks. And I have to know, because we took drinks, like, someone came up to us and was like, oh my god, Alex, like, I love you. Like, let's get a shot together. And it was literally me, Kristen, Baseball Boy, and the Earl girls taking shots together. I was like, oh god, please no one take a picture of me and him right now. We move on, we leave, we're done with the Super Bowl weekend, we're moving on from Baseball Boy, we're back in Miami. Now, my friends and I took a trip to go to Mardi Gras. My sister goes to Tulane University, so we got dressed up, we had a great weekend there. I mean, Mardi Gras is, like, so much fun. Honestly, I want to go back this year. Like, we had the best time ever. February was a great month. We're moving on to March now. March 2023. I cannot even believe what is happening. I had a photo shoot with Victoria's Secret. I was like, what is my life? Like, what is going on? I don't understand what's happening to me right now. Like, it is just like dreams come true. NFL man eventually had asked me on a date this month. We went out. That was our helicopter date. Oh my god, like, March was a great month. Now, lo and behold, we thought we were done with Baseball Boy. Well, I was done with Baseball Boy. But he was not done with Big Al. He comes back swinging around full force. March, he calls me up. He's like, hey, you know what, Big Al? I'm better. I've been going to therapy. Like, I've been working on myself. Like, I am completely fixed. And I was like, there's just no way. Like, okay, you're telling me that you were literally, like, screaming in my face 2 months ago when I literally said hi to you, and now you're better? I don't really believe you, Baseball Boy. I'm at Casa Amor, my college house, and a big cardboard box shows up. I open up this box, and it is filled to the top with photos of me and Baseball Boy, printed out. Like, he must have gone to, like, Walgreens, CVS, printed these out. And written on the back was a description of why Baseball Boy and I were good together and, like, why we had a great memory during this time. And first of all, this was hilarious to me because I was like, every single one of these photos, like, every single one of these, I can tell you that we were, like, screaming, fighting this day. So I don't really think it was that great of a memory, but okay, we're moving on. Underneath the photos, he sends me a shirt of his, and it is sprayed in his cologne because Baseball Boy somehow thought that his shirt and his cologne was going to send me over the edge and I was going to take him back after all the toxic stuff that was going on. I was like, no, like, literally, what is going on? But at this point, I felt bad because I was like, okay, like, I feel bad. Like, he's printing out these photos of us. Like, I am so sorry. I don't know. Like, I'm not getting back with you, but I felt really bad. I call up Baseball Boy. I say thank you for my box of photos and his shirt. I mean, I'm ever so grateful to receive this gift. I don't know what I did to deserve it. And he is telling me basically the same thing. He wants to be back together. He's changed. And I'm like, you know what? I really don't think that you have. Because Big Al noticed something. Because I'm a stalker. Of course I'm a stalker. Like, what girl is not a stalker? Like, I literally stalk everything, everyone. I know everything there is to know about. Literally everything. I stalk way too much. But I see that he is following new people on Instagram after we break up. And who does he follow after there's these speculations about me and NFL man? Baseball boy follows NFL man's ex. And not only does he follow her, he starts liking all of her Instagram photos. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, wait a minute. So you're telling me that I'm hanging out with NFL man and now you're going to go and hang out with NFL man's ex, or like you're going to try to, or like literally what is going on? And I was like, I need to get out of this like love square, like literally get me out of here. He tells me that he DM'd her asking if NFL man and I were hanging out. I have no idea if that's true or not, or if he was just lying to me to make the liking the photos seem better. I was like, I don't know what's going on, but like this was my sign. Baseball boy was officially kicked to the curb. No more communication. I was like, I cannot do this. Like, clearly we are still playing games here. Like, I'm not going to be a part of this. And that was the end of baseball boy. Now we're moving on to April. April was another amazing, insane month. I had got invited to go to Coachella, which was crazy because a brand was basically saying, I'll fly you here, you can take your friends, like we're gonna put you up at this nice house. And the year before I went to Coachella, but I literally was like spending so much money to go there. I was trying to do work for this one brand at the time. I was posting, I'm not even kidding, I think like 40 posts a day for them just so they could give me clothes to wear to go, because they gave me like a ticket to Coachella. But I was staying on like the floor of these other girls' hotel room. Like, it was just like, I didn't care. I just wanted to go to Coachella. So the fact that like I had got invited by like a huge brand and I got to bring four of my friends, I brought my sister, I brought Kristen, and I brought my friend Sally and Brie. It was like a dream to me. I was like, literally, again, like, I cannot believe this is my life, what's happening. And we ended up having the best time at Coachella. Like, oh my gosh, April was just such a fun time. And this is now the first time that I had really been spotted out with NFL man. I think we went out to lunch together and someone had posted on TikTok. Well, at the same time that this happened, I start reading all the comments because I was like, okay, like me and NFL man are called out together at lunch. Like, that's fine. All the comments are calling me a homewrecker. And I was like, wait, what? It turns out that Braxton's ex had been posting on her story, even had a highlight up on her Instagram saying that, like, basically she was cheated on by NFL man with me and that, like, blah, blah, blah. She's going through all these changes, whatever's happening. And, like, basically accusing me of being the homewrecker of her and NFL man's relationship. Now, I was so down bad and sad about these comments because for personal reasons and stuff I've gone through, like being called a homewrecker is probably the most triggering thing you could say to me. And like, I don't know, like that, it just sent me, I was bawling my eyes out. I was like, what is going on? I'm questioning NFL man to no extent because I was like, I don't understand, like what's happening? How did this happen? Like, how am I dragged into something like this? And I was just like not at a great place. Basically, like the whole problem was that the ex-girlfriend was saying that NFL man had cheated on her with me at the Super Bowl, specifically at this Drake party at the Super Bowl. My mind, like that was so like refreshing to me because I was like, okay, well, if that's like what you're saying, like I know that I didn't like kiss him or do anything with him at that party at the Super Bowl. Like I think the most was like we were talking and like maybe dancing together. But I'm like, if you're gonna say that I was like making out with him, like I know that I didn't do that. So like in my mind, it didn't really stress me out. And that's why I never really said anything. Also, not my relationship to comment on. You know, like, I'm just like, this is not my place to say anything about this. Like, everyone grieves in their own ways. Like, Big Al is going to take a step back here because, like, I was like, I don't want to be involved in any of this. And I know I didn't do anything wrong. So I was like, whatever. We're moving on to May now. We just graduated from college, having the best time. I go on a 3-week trip to Europe with my friends. Like, actually the most insane thing ever. We went to Positano, Mykonos, Santorini, Ibiza. Like, we had the trip of a lifetime. Like, that was honestly the best trip I've ever been on. It was the most insane 3 weeks of my life. Like, nothing I don't know. And I would do anything to go back to that girl time, like traveling the world with your best friends. Like, that was so much fun. So we just land in Positano and we're getting back from Ibiza. Everyone is so hungover. It is like the middle of the night. We are trying to find this place that we booked in Positano through booking.com. And we're looking up this address and we're like, I don't think this address exists, because one girl had flown earlier. She was walking around with her luggage. She was like, I'm literally in the middle of a field. Like, this place does not exist. We thought we got this like insane like house in Positano. No, we did not. It just like literally didn't exist. So we were at the airport, we were like stranded, and we found some like random hotel, we stayed there. And obviously, you know me, because I post everything, I'm posting about this on my TikTok, and Airbnb, their team had reached out and they were like, we got a place for you, like we'll take care of you and your friends while you're in Positano. And they hooked it up like you have never seen before. We were in the nicest house in Positano and we were like, what are we doing here? Like, what did we do to literally deserve this? Like, all of our friends were like, we booked this cheap place because no one wanted to spend more than like $50 a night. You know, I'm like, what are we doing in this actual mansion in Positano? So it was insane. I'm posting about it. And now all of these headlines come out basically saying that it was like a really good like brand deal partnership. And the whole thing was like a stunt. And I'm just here to say, like, that was not a stunt at all, I would tell you guys, if it was. But we actually, like, were stranded in Positano. So that, like, I just wanted to touch on that because I thought that was pretty crazy that that happened and that Airbnb came to the rescue like that. Like, that was not premeditated, pre-planned at all. So we're on this trip. We're having the time of our lives. Like, oh, girls trip. We love it. We come back and now it's June 2023. I had just moved into this apartment with Kristen. I really didn't have any furniture at the time. Like, we were just kind of getting our grounds here. I still clearly don't think I have my grounds because it is a complete disaster in here. But we're back and everyone is moving out of their college places, moving back home or moving to a different city. And I feel like this is when like the post-grad started to hit me. Like, it was just weird that I wasn't like with all my friends anymore and we were all gonna be living separately from each other. Like, we still are really close and like talk in our group chat every day, but this was like a weird realization that I was like, damn, like, college is over, the real life has begun. Now that we were out of college and my life is just still changing by the day, I really wanted to focus on keeping the group of people and the group of friends I was hanging out with, like, just really close to me. And I wanted to keep my circle small. Like, I just was dealing with stuff, you know, behind the scenes with friends. And the reason I'm not going to talk about this all right now is that I think start of the new year, and we're going to talk about whole friendship breakups. Like, that's a whole episode in itself. But I had gone through, like, really big, you know, friendship breakups. And that was really hard for me to do, and I don't know, it's just like, now that college is over, you know, you're not like seeing people just going to frat parties anymore. Like, the people you're hanging out with are like people you genuinely want to be supporting you and loving you, and like, you want to do the same for them. So June, we had to make some cuts, and that was super, super hard for me, and still is hard for me, and still processing some of that stuff. But we'll get into that next episode. Things are going great with NFL Man at this point. I'm like, you know what? It's time for me to post him on my TikTok. What a lovely time. Summer's coming. Like, we take this trip together to the Hamptons. We had the most amazing weekend there. I was like, I'm going to post him. I wasn't even posting his face, but obviously people knew who it was because they'd seen us out together. Here's where the shit started to stir. NFL Man's ex comes out and basically starts talking her shit online, basically going along with this narrative that I was a homewrecker in their relationship. And I am one for, listen, if you want to air your stuff out online, go for it. I clearly do that myself. But this was my first time where I feel like I had been pulled into this huge scandal. Like, it's all over my TikTok, all the little gossip pages, like, all the press is picking this up. And basically, everyone's calling me a homewrecker. I have already been through this a million and one times with NFL Man, because I was like, I will not be with you if this is like what happened. But I know that nothing happened because I know myself that I did not get with him this weekend at the Super Bowl. And I'm like, okay, well then fine. Like, unless you were dating her in March, like, I don't know what to say, but like, I did not homewreck your relationship. She was going along with this narrative online. I'm thinking at this point, I feel bad because I think that she genuinely thinks that this is what happened. And I was upset because it was like, at least like, reach out to me offline. Like, this had become such a big issue online where it's like, she was posting stuff, story after story, TikTok after TikTok, and then like deleting stuff. And I was just like, this feels like so weird, like girl against girl, like what's going on right now? Like, if there's a problem, like, just message me offline, you know, or like, we'll figure it out. Or maybe she doesn't want to speak to me and figure it out. She probably hates me, but I'm just like, this is feeling like very cryptic and weird, and I wanted no part of it. And it really sent me into a bad place. As much as it wasn't true, I just was like, I don't like all this drama that's surrounding me and NFL Man. And I was just like, I don't need to be in a relationship. Maybe we just take a break for a little bit. I just couldn't deal with it all. And I hadn't said anything at this point. I was just silent because, one, it's not my relationship to speak on. Two, it's just not my place. I never said anything. And we'll get to the point on why I'm speaking on it now. But I was just like, I don't want to deal with this. Like, I don't like that this relationship is now bringing all this drama into my life. Like, that is just like not worth it for me. I don't know. It was getting in my head. And I was like, we need to take a break. So then I get this DM from Braxton's ex on Instagram. This had been in the news for like a few weeks. And honestly, like a little bit more than that, like this had gone on for the past few months, like her repeatedly posting stuff. And I was just always like uneasy that this was just all online. Like, there had been no communication between us offline. And I finally get a DM on Instagram from her. She basically is saying like, sorry, blah, 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 like that this is all online. And I'm like, it's okay. Like, in my head, I'm reading this and I'm like, okay, well, clearly we've been doing this for months, so I don't know like how this wasn't purposeful. She's saying stuff about the Super Bowl and that like she knew what happened and whatever, whatever. I say back because I'm like, this just isn't true. Like, this isn't what happened. I said, appreciate you reaching out. It's been hard on me being blamed for something I didn't do. I hope we can all just move on. That's all I said because I was just like, I don't know, like, do we need to have like a conversation about this? Like, I didn't do anything, so like, I don't know what to do. I was like asking my mom, I was like, what do I send back? Like, I feel bad, but like, I don't know what to do. I have to stand up for myself. Like, I'm not gonna say sorry for something I didn't do. And this will be important in August. We're getting back to this, or in September maybe. But basically, she didn't answer that. She just liked it and we moved on. Now it's July. Live, love July, having a fun summer with my friends in the Hamptons. We had a house together, like a big girl's house, and we were just having like the time of our lives. I had never really been to the Hamptons before, so I was experiencing all of that, and it was a lot of fun there. This month was the first month I think I really realized that like people were watching me when I was out, and like that was a very weird concept for me to grasp. Can you imagine like going out with your friends every night and like everything you do is being watched at all points? Like, I literally like started to notice and would look around and you just like see cameras everywhere. And I'm like, well, damn, like I cannot be trusted with this. Like, I'm out having drinks with my friends. Like, this is scary. Like, not that like anything is wrong, but I don't know. That was definitely a weird concept for me to grasp. And I think a weird concept for anyone. And that was like the first moment where I had a big realization and learning lesson with that. And this is where I really, really just loved the friends that I was around and was like breaking down crying to them. And I was like, I don't think you guys understand like how much you guys mean to me. Like, my friends that have been with me for years, like, have my back with everything. Like, I was like, I don't care about anything going on. Like, all I care about is my friends and the people who like actually truly appreciate me and have been there for me and are supportive of me. And like, that's where I just was like, you know what, like, my circle of my friends is really going to be the people around me that I can trust and that I rely on and like that I love. And anyone else on the outside, like, we don't have time for, because like nothing means more to me than my friends. And at this time, I knew I was kind of planning all of this, but I knew it was going to start Hot Mess the next month, which is so exciting. And I was like, I'm coming out with this podcast. Like, what am I going to do post-grad? Like, what am I going to do? You know, am I going to start a brand? Like, nothing felt right to me in that moment because there was a lot of really great opportunities, but I wanted to do something that, like, I genuinely cared about and that meant a lot to me. And I didn't want to just take an opportunity for, you know, money or for whatever reason. Like, I was like, I want to do something that I care about. And of course, I have plans and dreams and hopes of starting my own brand one day. But, like, to me, a podcast felt like I could have you guys get to know me better and get to know me in a different way than you maybe would know me, like, online or through my TikToks. And as much as people know about me, I was like, there's so much more they don't know about me and so much more I want to say. And this was at the point where I had kind of been keeping everything in to myself. All of this stuff that's happened the past year, like, I haven't really spoken on all of the drama. Like, I have just kept quiet because I was like, you know what? Like, this doesn't feel right for me. Like, a podcast, like, I feel like you have the platform to be able to let it out and fully explain yourself. It just felt like the right next move for me and something that was really exciting for me. And I started working with Unwell, and we're planning out Hot Mess and how it's gonna go. And then the beginning of August, I'm back in Miami. We had recorded my first episode, and we also recorded an episode for Call Her Daddy. And that was so much fun and also just such a huge goal of mine. Like, I don't think you guys understand, in January of this past year, I wrote down that, like, my dream podcast to go on would be Call Her Daddy, and I was such a fan for so many years, but I didn't think that would ever really happen for me. And the fact that, like, one, I was going on Call Her Daddy, and two, starting a podcast under the Unwell Network, which is Alex's, and I just was like, this is such a dream come true, and I was so excited about this. And the day that this Call Her Daddy episode that we had recorded aired, something else aired online as well. It was another podcast, and it was Braxton's ex going online again and basically talking shit about him and basically alluding that he had cheated on her with me. At this point, I was so fed up. This was like my big day. Like, I knew that this was pre-calculated because it was announced that I was going on Call Her Daddy and it was coming out this day. And there's just no way that in all the days of the year, it's a coincidence that his ex comes out on a podcast at the same time talking about us. I woke up this day like, this is going to be the best day of the year. Like, my dreams are coming true. Like, I've always wanted to be on this podcast. And I see that basically another huge story has come out online where she is just like alluding to this lie. And I just wanted to scream and put my head through the wall and, like, punch someone. I don't think you guys understand, like, the amount of self-control it took. I was like, oh my God, I just want to say something right now. Like, I literally want to go online and just, like, start shit-talking. But I didn't. I kept quiet because I was like, you know what? It's not worth it. I kept quiet. I was like, you know what? It's just better to take the mature route. Look at me now. Here we are, keeping quiet over here. And I was just like so beyond frustrated with this, but I was like, at least now, whatever, I have a podcast at this point where I can touch on this at some point. Like, I can get this off my chest. Like, we are just gonna let it go, because I don't think it's ever good to act off of emotion in the moment online, especially because going back to December of last year when I was talking shit about Baseball Boy online, like, I was clearly acting off of, like, fresh breakup emotions, and I regretted it so much and was so embarrassed after it. So I was like, you know, I'm not going to do that again. And in this podcast episode, NFL man's ex basically says, like, you know what, he was shitty, whatever, said a lot of things about him that, like, is not the same guy that I know. So I don't know, maybe he was shitty to her. Like, I can't speak on that. I don't know. He tells me it's a lie, but, like, what am I supposed to say? Like, honestly, sometimes I believe the girls. Like, eh. And I hear her talk about that he had cheated on her with me and that she DM'd me and that we agreed to just move on from it. When I heard this, I don't think you guys understand, like, almost broke my phone in half, because it was like, no. No, that is not what happened. No, you did not DM me. And I said, okay, like, so sorry, like, let's move on. I clearly said, like, no, that did not happen. And here you go again, just, like, trying to say this online when it's, like, I'm telling you this didn't happen. Like, at least, like, give me the respect of like having a conversation with me about it. Because for so many months, I truly thought that she like maybe thought in her head that that was true and like wasn't just going online to say this online for attention or whatever. And I thought if she had asked me and I had said that, like maybe a conversation would have sparked from it. I have to stick up for myself at some point. Like I'm just not gonna go with this narrative and say like, okay, whatever, I don't care. It was getting a little messy. And now Hot Mess has launched. I was a little bit more at ease because I was like, I have a platform now to speak on something if I choose to speak on it. I really didn't think I was ever going to speak on it, but when I was trying to plan out this episode of just like talking about the past year, I was just like, it would just be wrong of me to not touch on this and to not at least like say the truth of what happened. You know, like, I don't know, you're just going to drag my reputation online. And calling someone a homewrecker is not like a light thing to call them. Like, I don't think that's something that should ever be taken lightly. And for you to say that is just so disheartening and upsetting. So I thought I could make it through without saying anything ever, but here we are. And I wanted to get that off my chest, whatever. I don't really think we've dealt with anything since then. Hopefully that's all, because that was pretty hard for me. And that was not a fun one. But, you know, we're moving on. September, Hot Mess is launching. October comes, and we're having so much fun. I got possessed on Halloween. So basically, I talked about on Hot Mess. If you listen to the Halloween episode, you know what I'm talking about. I said that I, like, peed my pants in the Madonna costume because I was going out, and of course, the internet's like, she is a health hazard. Like, what is this girl doing? Like, no, I'm just a hot mess. And we've all been there where we're a little drunk, or maybe we haven't been there and I'm the only one. But I couldn't pee in this bodysuit. It was zippered up 10 layers. So I just peed through it. And I told everyone that I like had got my period and there was red on the costume because I thought that's what happened. All of a sudden, I'm checking this costume from unpacking it when I get home to Miami. And I'm like, wait a minute, that is not period blood on the costume. I'm gonna go get it right now. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Now that it's warming up outside, it's getting nice out, it's a great time to get out and do something, try something new, like a new sport, catch a game with your partner. Personally, I am going to try and take dance classes. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that I am determined to get in and make happen. And when you want something in life, you have to go for it before the opportunity is gone. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. Luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Got your eye on a rockstar candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. So this is my Madonna costume that I wore on Halloween, and there was like some red on it that I found in a video from Halloween night that I was like, oh god, like I got my period on the costume. And of course I tell that on Hot Mess because we say it all on here, and I'm like, whatever, like the Earl girls will get it. They'll be supportive of me. The other people who were not the Earl girls, they were not supportive. They were like, she is a walking health hazard. Like, this girl is just, like, off the rockers, whatever. And I'm looking at it. There's nothing on the inside of this costume, like, at all. There's only, like, some pink right here. And I'm like, wait, I think I just, like, somehow, like, smeared a drink or smeared my lipstick on this, because It's not period blood. So I guess that was like a lie, which I didn't even mean to tell because I really did think I got my period. And then the internet shit on me. And then I opened this up for my costume when I got back to Miami. And I was like, wait a minute. It actually wasn't a health hazard because I actually didn't get my period. So sorry to everyone who wanted to call me gross and disgusting. What are you going to do now? And what I've also been dealing with since, like, not being in college anymore and, like, going out and still having fun and, like, posting it is a lot of people are, like, calling me a drug addict and an alcoholic. That's the thing about posting online is, like, hello? Oh, my God, NFL man on my iPad.
Still filming?
Yeah, I'm still filming. Say hi.
What's up, gang?
I've been spilling a lot of tea on here.
I was about to say, how's it been going?
I'm probably saying way more than I should. Bye.
Call me after. See you, babe.
So, where was I? If you post online, people are entitled to give their opinion, and that's something that I've had to learn this year, and you just have to, like, go with the flow. People are gonna talk shit. Like, that's just, it is what it is. But I will say, it's funny that I never got these comments when I was going out like a feral rat like 6 months ago because I was in college, but now that I'm like out of college and going out like way less than I was before, now everyone wants to call me an alcoholic and a drug addict because I'm not in college anymore, so now I like can't go out. Like, please stop. You know what? I'm okay. Like, I'm fine. And I'll always get comments, especially about drugs, and I'm like, I don't think you guys understand. Like, I went out this weekend with Kristen. We went out to John Summit's concert. We were there from, his set was 4 to 7 a.m. And I'm like, we're not on any drugs, actually. We're having some tequila and an energy drink, and we're having a good time. Like, we love that type of music and, like, love dancing. Like, if there's music and I can dance and sing, I will be out all night. Like, I'm sorry that I'm a fun time. Like, what? What do you want from me? Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I was thinking about literally going to get a drug test in one of these episodes. I'm like, maybe we'll have to do a field trip drug test because no one seems to believe me over here. But I'm like, I think if there was a problem, we would know and I would not be getting any work done. And I think it'd be a little bit more apparent if there was a problem there. But that's been something fun that's also happened this year. So it's crazy how much good has happened this year and then how much like comes with it that goes on behind the scenes that I don't normally talk about. And I hope that no one like takes this as complaining about anything. Like, I am so beyond grateful, and like my life is a dream right now. Like, I am loving it, but I just don't think I ever really talk about like the behind the scenes of what goes on, just because I don't want it to come off as complaining. And I just think it's something like I wanted to share for this episode and ending the year and talking about my life, just because there is stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and this is a show about my life. And there's been a lot that's happened this year that I have stayed very quiet on and I haven't shared with you guys, and that also just like doesn't feel right to me. And I think with progressing this next year and like you guys getting to know me even better and what's going on, like, I think these things are important to note. And also note that, like, this is all, like, very, very new to me. I think some people expect me to know it all and do everything right, and that's just, like, not the case at all. Like, half the time, I actually have no idea what's going on, or, like, I don't know, magazines doing interviews on me. I'm like, I don't know what to say right now. Like, I don't know what's the right thing to say, what the right thing to do is. Like, this world is all completely new to me, and I am learning, taking it step by step, and I'm really trying to do the best I can. But you know, sometimes we mess up a little bit. And now November, I'm traveling. I think I went on 9 trips in November. That was an insane month. Like, I love traveling, and I'm so grateful I get to travel for work. I love traveling. I've always written down in my journals when I was younger, like, I hope that I can have a job that allows me to travel. And boy, am I traveling. We're not sleeping much, but I am getting to see the world, and it is really just so exciting. I'm so grateful for that. And now it's December, birthday, 23 years old. We're leaving 2023 in the past, and this was definitely the best year of my entire life. Like, I don't think you guys understand. I can't even put into words, like, what this year has meant to me. And we are going to have a great 2024. We're going home for the holidays. I'm so excited to just be at home with my family. So what are my 2023 goals? Like, what are my New Year's resolutions? I think one thing is I really want to stick to therapy because I've only like ghosted my therapist a little bit, but I need to make some more appointments. Therapy has been really helpful for me, and I just think it's good for self-improvement and working on yourself, especially like when I'm sharing so much online. I think sometimes I need to talk through some issues before airing it out online, which is what I always try to do. Another thing I was thinking for a New Year's resolution, I'm like, should I do the 75 hard? I feel like there's really no way that I'll ever do that fully. Kristen and I tried to do like the 75, or no, it wasn't even the 75, it was like the 45 soft last year. And we held ourselves accountable for maybe about 2 days. But I think the 75 hard, it's like no alcohol, work out twice a day, drink a gallon of water. You're like reading or journaling or something. It just seems like really great. I'm like, maybe we should try doing that. You guys let me know what you think. I don't know. I think I could do it though. But that would be really, really hard. Another goal I have for myself in 2024 is having a healthy relationship. I do have a healthy relationship right now, and I've been working on myself in relationships because I struggle sometimes to show and share emotion. And I don't know, like, I have been in a lot of toxic relationships, and I think the toxic is fun, but I really do appreciate NFL Man, and he is the best and is so respectful of me, and I'm trying to be my best self. And something we've really been good at, which I want to keep up in the new year, is just talking. Like, if there's ever an issue, like, what, I don't think we've ever had a fight about anything, but we talk through everything like fully. Even if there is just like a little thing that's on my mind that usually I would just not bring up, like, we will have a conversation, sit down, like, talk it through if something's bothering me, like, in the tiniest bit, or if it could bother me in the future. Like, we just talk through everything, and I think that is super helpful, not only in relationships, but also friendships. Like, if there's an issue, like, sit down with the person and talk about it, and it's like, it will just be so much better. So that's something that I have been working on that I want to keep up as well in the new year. And the most important resolution of them all, keeping my friends close to me and just continuing to have a really good friend group, because I think that is the core of literally everything for me. Like, my friends ground me, and I love them more than anything. I think this is just a reminder that you owe it to yourself to be around people that respect you, and you owe it to yourself to be around good friends, and we will get into all of that next episode, which we are not airing an episode next week. So January 4th, we have an off week. We will be back January 11th. Next year, I'll see you guys in 2024. That is actually so crazy to say. But we're going to be talking about friendships and everything in that realm, because I do think that it is really important for us to all have a clean slate in the new year. We're going to have good people around us. We're going to surround ourselves with happiness and love, and we're gonna love everyone and love ourselves. Happiness, and wow, feels so good. We got that all off my chest. Here I am preaching happiness after we just, you know, we were doing a little tea talking this episode, but I hope you guys take it in the right way. And we had to air it out. It was the tea of 2023. We're moving on. Now it can be in the past. We are done with it. That was my year. Like, that was a crazy year and a crazy fun year. So, love you 2023. We're saying goodbye to you. We're welcoming the new year with open arms and love. But we're always going to be a hot mess. Like, that's not changing for sure. New year, same hot mess. I love you guys. Little New Year's present for me. Subscribe, follow, show some love. You guys are truly the best. I am so excited to see you, not next week, but the week after that. Thanks for listening to another episode of Hump Mess. Bye.